Scientology's eight dynamics and the 15 aspects of created life both attempt to look beyond an isolated individual. However, they organize life in significantly different ways. The eight dynamics describe expanding areas in which the urge towards survival is expressed. This framework recognizes that human concerns extend beyond personal survival to relationships, groups, humanity, other forms of life, the physical universe, spiritual existence, and ultimate reality. That broad scope notices something important. People do not live only for themselves. Our choices affect families, communities, societies, and the wider world. The central organizing principle, however, is survival. The 15 aspects begin with a different question. They do not primarily ask, within which area is survival being pursued? They ask, what dimension of created reality are we encountering, and what does faithfulness require within it? The numerical aspect is not a survival group. It concerns number, amount, frequency, and pattern. The lingual aspect concerns language and meaning. The juridical aspect concerns justice, rights, protection, and responsibility. The aesthetic aspect concerns harmony, beauty, celebration, and fittingness. The ethical aspect concerns self-giving love. The faith aspect concerns ultimate trust and worship. Each aspect contributes something unique. Justice cannot be reduced to survival. Love cannot be reduced to control. Truth cannot be reduced to agreement. Worship cannot be reduced to spiritual advancement. Survival is a genuine good, but Christianity does not treat survival as the highest good. Jesus said that whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for Christ's sake will find it. Christian discipleship sometimes includes sacrifice, persecution, generosity, costly forgiveness, and service to people who cannot repay us. Jesus did not organize his mission around self-preservation. He gave himself in love. This does not mean Christians ignore safety or bodily life. The physical and biotic aspects remind us that health, shelter, sleep, food, and protection matter. The juridical aspect requires us to resist abuse and pursue justice. The economic aspect calls for responsible stewardship. But these goods exist within a larger calling to love God and our neighbors. The 15 aspects also resist ranking one dimension of life above all others. More knowledge does not automatically make someone more loving. Greater ability does not automatically produce justice. Strong control does not guarantee truthfulness. Emotional enthusiasm does not necessarily demonstrate spiritual maturity. Every dimension of life must be directed by faithfulness to God. Consider a person who is questioning Scientology. An eight dynamics discussion might examine how the decision affects the person, family, group, or spiritual future. Those are meaningful questions. The 15 aspect review goes further. It may ask about physical safety, financial sustainability, emotional grief, family belonging, the meaning of religious vocabulary, legal responsibilities, trustworthy relationships, personal habits, and ultimate faith in Jesus Christ. This creates a fuller ministry conversation. The goal is not to replace Scientology auditing with a Christian technique. The Christian leader is not an auditor using a different set of questions. The leader is a servant who listens, respects freedom, offers biblical wisdom, protects confidentiality, recognizes ministry boundaries, and points people toward Christ. Survival matters, but faithfulness is greater than survival. Ability matters, but love is greater than ability. Knowledge matters, but knowledge without love can produce pride. Freedom matters, but true freedom is found in belonging to Jesus Christ.